What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, coming to you with another episode of The Founder's Journal, my daily audio diary made public for the world, where I talk about the biggest lessons, learnings, wins, and losses behind the scenes at Morning Brew. And today we are talking about what it is like to lead a business during a recession. As always, I am joined by my co-pilot, Josh Kaplan, who pushes the conversation further and asks the good questions. Let's get into it.
We're being synergistic today.
We are being synergistic. You want to explain why?
I would love to. This week on Business Casual, we're figuring out if now is the right time to start a business, if there is ever the right time. So we spoke with Christine Tsai, who's the CEO of 500 Startups. We also spoke with David Cancel, who's a serial entrepreneur. And we've got a lot of interesting content going on about investing and starting businesses at the top of market, at the bottom of market, somewhere in between. So I wanted to ask you, now that you've run a business from a bull market into what we're doing today, how your experience has changed over the past couple of months. I think we had talked about it right when things were starting to change, but yep. I think revisiting your perspective of leading a business and comparing it to the first couple of years of your experience would be a really interesting conversation.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I was reflecting on what it is that Austin, my co-founder, and I have learned for, you know, what is the first economic downturn that we've had to manage our business through? Because as many of you know, we were in a 10 plus year bull market and Morning Brew was started 5 years ago. So everything was up and to the right as we were growing our business. But obviously, the economy moves in cycles and businesses need to understand how to grow and adapt to a changing landscape. I think the number one thing that I learned over the last 4 months is at the end of the day, nothing else matters beyond your product and your customer. And what I mean by that is, while there was a time in which there was tumult in the business and our advertising business because everyone was just trying to figure out what was happening in the world. And while that was stressful, definitely more stressful than having advertisers that want to spend money with Morning Brew, I don't believe there was ever a point in which we lost faith in our business. And I think the reason is because our faith in our business is so grounded in a great product and an obsessive audience. And I think that has proven to be well-guided faith, because now 4 months later, the advertising appetite for Morning Brew's audience, which that's the way we make money, is what feels like, knock on wood, stronger than ever. And audience engagement through this pandemic has probably gone up because readers have looked for answers, for questions to their fears, for an understanding of the implications on their money during a recession. They look to us. And so all of our engagement has been up across the board. And I think the desire for our content has only gone up. So I think my first big learning is, like, make sure that you authentically believe and know that you have a great product and audience that yearns for that product and feels like a need to have for them. Because I think that's what grounded us in having faith in the business, even when there was short-term pain in how we monetize our audience.
Do you think Morning Brew would be a different company if it was founded during a recession?
I think it would be harder to found Morning Brew right now, given the same situation. Like, if you were to ask us to start Morning Brew today and fund the business and run the business in the same way, I think it would have been a lot harder, because I think we would have grown the audience well still. People still would have yearned for free, good business content. But I think fundraising would have been significantly harder. Like, we raised $750,000 in 2017 from 28 individual investors when we were in the middle of one of the best bull markets in recent economic history. If we were to go to those same 28 people, you know, you'd like to think that they believe in us, but there's a difference of having belief when your portfolio is doing really well and having belief when you're still trying to make sense of what's happening in the world and you're feeling the pain as well. And so I think, you know, we would have still been able to create a good product for people to enjoy, but I worry that we wouldn't have been able to as successfully raise. And so then it makes me wonder, how long could we have gone without raising? And would it have been able to pull off running the business without raising? And maybe the answer is yes. I think the way it would have had to have been pulled off, though, is it would have been a way longer grind, and we would be several years short of where we are now.
Yeah, my follow-up question was going to be, like, even after that moment of growth, like, if maybe your perception during a recession is raise money again quicker instead of being so ambitious during a bull market. And now I think that's, like, set into your mindset to be ambitious and to keep growing the company, where if everywhere you look there's devastation, you might be quicker to take money off the table.
For sure. And by the way, I want to be clear that you know, these are two distinct things. Starting a business during a recession obviously makes things harder. But now that we have a business that I believe stands on solid footing, I think I actually think this has been the fastest education that I've received as a business owner in the life cycle of Morning Brew. Like, I think this has made us better founders, managers, and operators because of what we've had to experience. And, you know, just to reference a few of those, one is, like, everyone talks about communication being so important, right? Like, everyone says, like, over communicate. And it's become cliche generally because cliches are truisms. But I think what we've realized during this is a recession prompts uncertainty. Uncertainty prompts fear. And then when fear happens, that prompts what I would call hypothetical storytelling, where you ask what ifs, rumors start. And I think over communication becomes, like, the most important thing from the top of the business in order to nip these rumors or hypothetical stories in the bud. And so I think that's been incredibly important for the last 4 months, because obviously as the entire world is being rocked, our teammates are going to be wondering, what does this mean for Morning Brew? Morning Brew's financial standing, the implications on, like, the team, are there going to be layoffs? How is our office setup being handled? And so I think over communication has been more of a priority than ever. And I don't think we would have gotten as good at communicating as fast as we did without this happening. And one other that I want to point out is, when you go through an economic downturn, it forces you to do more with less, and it forces you to build muscles you haven't built before. And what I mean by this is, here's an example. It's second or third week in March. It's when, like, the pandemic is really beginning to ramp up. And we get a call from an advertiser who was supposed to advertise the next day in our newsletter. It was supposed to do a complete newsletter takeover, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, and they pulled out the night before. Then that started this cascade of, for the next 24 to 48 hours, what felt like all of our advertisers pulling budget, understandably so, because they didn't know what was going on in the world. There was a period of 3 or 4 days where Austin and I were literally thinking through, what are other ways we can monetize Morning Brew's audience? Because we have no idea, kind of like, where advertising is going to reset to, because we had never experienced anything like this. I think this forced us to build up two muscles. One was feeling a greater sense of urgency ever to explore other ways to make money on Morning Brew, rather than just depending on big brands, as advertising dollars are often the first to go in an economic downturn. But the second was, it changed the mechanics of how we thought about growth, right? Because one of Morning Brew's biggest expenses is paid growth, paid acquisition, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a month on things from Facebook ads to Instagram ads, et cetera. And obviously, if advertising was going down, we weren't going to spend as much money on paid marketing, because we wanted to build up a buffer in our bank account. And also, we weren't going to be rewarded for growing if advertisers weren't going to be paying for growth. And so it forced us to have to get good at creating more content and trying to squeeze as much audience growth out of that content as well. And I think the best example of that is, we ended up writing this work from home guide that ended up getting, like, 250,000 page views, drove thousands of subscribers. And we would have never had to have been forced to think about, how do you grow your audience organically through content, if this hadn't happened, because paid acquisition had kind of become, like, the crutch that we always went back to because it was highly scalable. And so I think it's forced us to get smarter and more efficient about how we grow Morning Brew's audience. So for those of you that are listening, I would love to hear from you about how you have navigated your own business, if you're a business owner, during this period of uncertainty and tumult, everything from decisions you've made financially to how you've communicated that to your organization. But also, if you don't run a business and you work within a startup or a larger company, I would love to hear your learnings from this period of time as a professional, but also what you've seen your company do that you have liked or haven't liked during a period of such uncertainty. As always, thank you so much for joining the Founders Journal, and I'll catch you tomorrow.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.